Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We have more details emerging about that crash on the M50 on Sunday. The Irish Daily Mail says that the Garda watchdog is investigating if guards were told not to engage with a stolen car with 8 teenagers inside it as the vehicle drove the wrong way down the M50. So the Irish Daily Mail has been speaking to some sources, and sources say that the stolen car, which had been seen around Dublin prior to crashing, failed to stop for Gardaí before the horror collision in the early hours of Sunday morning, and an innocent man who was smashed into by the teenagers, the 8 of them in the other car, this innocent man suffered life-changing injuries in the crash. And obviously this is all now being investigated by the Garda watchdog, carrying out its own investigation into the actions of 2 young officers who were working on Sunday morning. Staying with road safety, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror have the news that All-Ireland winner James McHugh has been tragically killed in a horror road traffic accident. And James McHugh played with Donegal until 1996, and he died yesterday after the car in which he was travelling collided with a van in County Cavan. This is the incident that happened on the N3, broad daylight, 2 o'clock yesterday. Mr McHugh, in his 60s, was pronounced dead at the scene, and his wife has been airlifted to Beaumont Hospital, where she's in a critical condition. A lot of the papers still covering Daniel Kinahan, and they will continue to cover Daniel Kinahan every day, one would imagine. The Irish Sun has on the front page Dan's hard landing. Daniel Kinahan is mixing freely with some of the country's most notorious inmates on the A block landing they share at Portlaoise prison. So he's not in isolation. And the Irish Daily Independent says that Daniel Kinahan has been placed on the same wing as a child killer and a meth smuggler in Portlaoise prison. His neighbours on the A4 landing include triple murderer Andy Cash, drug importer Nathan MacDonald, and also members of the Hennessy gangs. So you can read more about that inside a lot of the papers today. I see as well Flight Radar saying that Daniel Kinahan's flight home was the most tracked flight in the world, according to Flight Radar. Not surprising, because so many Irish people, and I'm sure people abroad, were tracking the government's jet going over and coming home. The Irish Examiner on the front page says children should be taught about consent from preschool age, if you don't mind, and given the choice of whether they want to hug someone. This is according to advocates for victims of sexual violence. Ellen O'Malley Dunlop, who's a big expert in this area, she says consent education should begin from preschool age through to second level. Now, obviously, you'd have to do that in an age-appropriate way, but she says it's important that children are given a choice about their personal space, like whether they want to give someone a hug or not. More about that on the front of the Examiner. The Examiner also says that people in Cork and Kerry are being urged to see this incredible solar eclipse tomorrow, because there's no similar event expected to be visible from Ireland until 2090. And Cork is expected to be the best place in the country to look at the eclipse, which will happen shortly after 6 p.m. tomorrow night, as the moon's shadow tracks from Greenland and Iceland before looping around the southwest of Ireland and northern Spain. And although the path of totality will be a few hundred kilometres from Ireland, Cork and Kerry are expected to see up to 98% of the sun covered. Also, some warnings as well. Be careful of some of these fake eclipse glasses that are doing the rounds. It's very hard to get them now online. They're sold out. 7,000 glasses, though, have been distributed by the observatory in Cork, and the further 500 will be available to share at viewing locations. So if you're in that area, that's something to look out for tomorrow. The Irish Times on the front page says women accounted for just 1.5% of people who completed traditional craft apprenticeships in Ireland last year, and that's despite a sharp increase in female participation across the wider apprenticeship system in recent years. So basically, we have had 4,056 people who got craft apprenticeship certs in 2025, but just 59 of those 4,000 were women, according to new figures released. And you're talking here about things like plumbing, electrical, motor mechanics and carpentry. Only two of the 561 people who qualified in plumbing last year were women, while there were no female graduates in carpentry and joinery. So something will have to be done about that. Actually, staying with education in the Mail, more than a third of parents would prefer if their children started their own business rather than went to university. Well, it would be cheaper for the parents probably as well. A study of parents with children aged between 13 and 21 found 63% were already fostering an entrepreneurial spirit in their children, believing that that's more valuable to them than getting a degree, and they're flat out teaching their kids about money and encouraging them to invest and set up their own businesses rather than going to university. Big news coming from the UK on the front of the Times of London, the UK becoming the first country in Europe to approve a daily weight loss pill that is a treatment for life to help you stay slim and put type 2 diabetes in remission. I imagine it's going to be cheaper than Mounjaro and some of the other drugs out there. The drug is going to be called Foundayo, and it'll help people lose 12% of their body weight on average. And if you stay on it for life, you stay slim, and also your type 2 diabetes won't be an issue, apparently. That's what they're saying there in the Times of London. A couple of other stories. Speaking of staying slim, we're getting to look more like Barbie and Ken, apparently. The Star says Barbie and Ken are finally starting to look like the rest of us. So obviously they had quite an unrealistic body type for quite a while. But nearly 70 years after they were introduced, researchers have now found that Barbie and Ken look more realistic and the body proportions are actually attainable. So they basically looked at what Barbie and Ken looked like 30 years ago and what they look like now. And we have new Barbies like Curvy Barbie, Tall, Petite and Standard Barbie. And also we've a new Ken doll. And they're more like what the rest of us look like, apparently. Finally, we have the best penguin jokes out there. This is in the Eye, because Penguin Books and McVitie's Penguin Biscuits have launched a limited edition book featuring the best penguin rapper jokes. And the best penguin joke of all time is, why did the penguin use a fish as a bookmark? She didn't want to lose her place. In second was, why was the penguin best at group activities? He was good in a huddle. You're probably choking on your cornflakes laughing at these jokes now. And why do penguins get homesick? Because there's no place like home.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.